Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL Sunday on EEI is presented by
Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Co-sponsored by the New England Recovery Center. Leave the path of addiction and get on the road to recovery. Visit NewEnglandRecoveryCenter.org for more information.
Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros.
And Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. NFL Sunday with Rich Keefe, Christian Fourier, and Jermaine Wiggins. Now broadcasting from our Best Yet studios, here's Rich Keefe with Super Bowl champions Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, God. I'm watching NFL Network, Wiggs, and here's Tom Brady walking the field on the frozen tundra of right. Lambeau. There he is, looking good. He's got the winter coat on, though. He's got like a parka.
Well,
he doesn't have the suit. Does he have a suit under the parka?
No, it looks like he's just, no, he got like jeans and it looks like one of like a like lumberjack shirt.
Yeah, he's got a plaid shirt on.
Yeah, like a plaid shirt.
He's got kind of the Aspen look going, isn't it? Is that the Aspen look? You know, a Telluride type of thing? Wiggs goes, I have no idea. You know what the Telluride thing?
No,
you know, when
know.
People go to the ski areas that have millions of dollars to spend?
I mean, I like the shirt. I think he's got the jacket, too.
Brady always looks good. Look, also good to see Willie McGinnis on the desk.
Willie Mack.
For the NFL
They need a linebacker
Network.
Like him. That's who they need to go get.
Man, they need a leader like him. Let me tell you that right now. And we're going to get back to the big story here, which obviously is Brady in Green Bay today, and also the Patriots trying to replace their quarterback. And I'm not talking about Cam Newton. I'm talking about Tom Brady. They're still trying to replace him. But Willie McGinnis had the corner locker when I was covering the team, and everything went through him. And, you know, I feel one of the key, he was without question, one of the key leaders and one of the key reasons there was success for those three Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rodney Harrison always told the story. When he showed up with New England, he was a minute late to practice or a minute late to a meeting. And Willie said, Rodney, we don't do things like that around here.
Right.
It's like, you're if the meeting's at 9, you're in your seat at 8:45.
And when Willie spoke, you listened.
You better believe it.
Because Willie was imposing, boy, I tell you.
No, he does not. And I've heard stories that I'll say for off the air. Bobby in Vermont, you are up on WEEI NFL Sunday. How you doing, buddy?
I'm here.
What's up, kid?
All right. Here's my take. I grew up in Boston. I transplanted to Vermont 21 years ago, but here's my take on the situation with the Patriots. Belichick is not going to spend any kind of money on a quarterback. He'll get somebody like Fitzpatrick, and he's going to go through the draft, and he's going to try to find another Brady, somebody who's cerebral, somebody that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and just goes by the game plan and becomes an established, hopefully star quarterback.
All right, Bobby, thanks for the phone call on that.
But
I agree and I disagree.
But is that like guy Is that the guy with the 15th overall pick, or is that a guy in the second round or the fourth round? Or the
well, I mean, to your point, though, you may be right on this, Jay Wiggs. Is there a difference between the 15th round pick and a guy at the top of the second round? Might be the same thing.
Right.
Well, it could be.
If you can get Mac Jones at 15, is he such a hot commodity, and I don't know, that he's not going to be there, or you can't move up to get him in the second round? Like, see, it's a when I think of guys like that, like, to me, I look at, is this guy so coveted? Is he the Zach Wilsons right. and these other guys where you might have to move up to get him? Or is he the Mac Jones, Kyle Trask, where there are guys that are going to be there like him in the second round?
Well, the point that he made, Bobby from Vermont made, that I want to touch on is, you know, a quarterback that's willing to take less money and be like a system guy, all right, there is never going to be a guy like Tom Brady, and they just had a graphic that was thrown up on the screen. 40 touchdowns this year, mm-hmm. second in the league. Amazing. Just right. amazing. There's never going to be a quarterback like Brady when it comes to the money. I mean, this guy took less money year after year right. after year. That's not happening. So Bill better be accustomed to paying for a quarterback. Well, so if you draft mm-hmm. and the guy becomes the next Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to open up the checkbook at some point because they're not taking hometown discounts anymore. But the question that he touched on, mm-hmm. the caller touched on, Wiggs, I think and I don't know the answer to this. Does Belichick and Josh, do they go with that guy that fits their system? Or do they have to go get a playmaker or go get a guy that they need to build the system around?
No, I think we've learned this year with Cam Newton is that they can easily manage and manipulate the system to fit whatever the
quarterback. They can? I mean, how could you tell? Because I mean, with what Cam Newton did, I can't tell. Well, it looks like a bunch of garbage to
me. Well, this system with Cam Newton looked completely different with Tom Brady.
But it wasn't any good.
That's not the discussion. The discussion is, can you change your system to fit the guy's skill
set? Well, they can. Should they? Should they do? Should they draft a quarterback
uh-huh.
or should they obtain a quarterback that fits the system they had with Brady, or do they take a quarterback and adapt the system around him?
Well, but I don't think you can look at it and go, okay, we're going to use the system that worked with Brady because Brady was so good at certain things, right? You're never going to duplicate that. It's about the guy and what are the guy's strengths. We had Charlie Weiss on the Greg Hill Show, and it was about when Brady first came in, Brady's been running the same system that they ran with Drew Bledsoe. And then it just evolved with Brady. And like Cam was probably running the same system that they ran with Brady. It just evolved in a different direction. Garoppolo ran the same system with Brady. It just evolved differently for his skill set. So you find the guy. The system won't change. It'll just evolve to what that guy does well.
617-779-7937. Tanguy and Wiggs here on NFL Sunday. Tom Curran, I said was going to be here at noon. I'm sorry. It's 12:30. Made a mistake. 12:30, Tom Curran from NBC Sports Boston. We'll get a Detroit angle on this coming up at 1 o'clock. Let's go to Tom. Tom in Maine, you're up on WEEI.
Hey, guys. I think what we need to do, and I haven't heard it yet this morning from you guys, is go get that Florida tight end, number one. And then we need to also protect that offensive line. We might be losing Tooney and Andrews, and mm-hmm. I think we need a stud right tackle.
Well, you're going to lose Tooney. I don't think you're going to lose Andrews. But you want to get a tight end at 15 as
Kyle
opposed
Pitts
to a quarterback.
He's talking about.
Yeah, you want to go tight end and not quarterback at 15.
He's a great tight end. He's
yeah, okay,
a game
dude,
game
you're crazy. I mean, you're
out.
From my home state. You need a quarterback, and you're going to draft a tight end?
Because I think you need to protect whatever quarterback you have. He's going to get killed if he don't.
Well, I mean, thanks for the phone call, Tom. I mean, to me, that's something.
But
archaic thinking.
It's not crazy. It all depends on how they value those quarterbacks that are going to be there, right? So last year's draft, they were in a position to draft the kid Jordan Love out of, I think it was Utah State. So Jordan Love
right,
was...
he's in Green Bay.
Yeah, he's in Green Bay. He's the backup for Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So they were in a position that they could have had him. But for whatever reason, they didn't like him or they didn't feel like he
right.
was the guy. So they ultimately traded out of the first round and then they draft Kyle Duggar. And so when you look at it and you go, okay, at 15, let's just say for, you know, ish and giggles, that it is Trask, Mac Jones. Those are the two guys that are available because the other quarterbacks went off the board. Do they go, all right, these guys are worth drafting at 15? Or do we take it? Do we go with a guy like Pitts, or whether it's an outside linebacker, or whether it's a god like you said? Do they feel like there's a more valuable need for them?
Well, if Bill does, I fire his ass immediately. Jason, it's Situate. You're up on WEEI. Hello.
Wiggy, you're the man. What's going on?
What up, man? Appreciate it.
Hey, Tanger, you're awesome. You're like cowbell in a band. We need more of
you. Thank you. Can somebody make that a clip? Nick, I'm going to go all ego for a minute. Would you take Jason's little clip right there and make me a promo? Thank you. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I think one thing you guys haven't talked about is that if Watson goes to the Jets, Sam Darnold becomes available.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Would you
go after him, Jason?
Oh, definitely. And I don't think the last call is crazy about that guy Pitts, the tight end from Florida.
Well, but don't you have a need? But your need is quarterback. I mean, you fall in love with all these other positions. I'm not saying the guy's not worth the 15th pick, but only if you have a quarterback.
But if you go full rebuild, then I would bring Cam back and then get some studs like that tight end and like the last caller said.
I don't know, Jason. I thank you for the phone call. Right, I can't stomach that.
Do you draft it? If your need is quarterback, but the guys that are there, you look at and go, okay, these are really not the guys that we want. I don't have this passion. Do you still say, all right, even though that's our need, we're drafting that position? Right?
Yeah.
So you'll draft a guy that you feel like you don't like just because
it's
your need.
Well, no, I'll draft a guy that I like but don't love.
All right, so you like but you don't love.
Yeah, that I think, okay.
But is that a smart way to do things?
Well, in this day and age in the NFL, because, you know, after you bring somebody home, you may turn from like to love.
I guess if
how did Mrs. Wiggins get in the picture?
Well, she loved me from day one. I guess if you're gonna go with that theory, but the problem with that is if you don't like them, that if you just like them from Jump Street, you gotta work to build that love, right? I think this position is too valuable that the guy that you go and get, you better love that guy.
I don't know about that, dude. I mean, I think you. Oh. So Wiggy's saying is you gotta wait for the right one.
Well, no, you gotta love
wait
the guy.
Wait for the right one. All right, Scott and Rhoda, you're up. WEEI NFL Sunday.
Hey, how are you?
What up?
I want to give you my take on the Matthew Stafford. I think if there's a way of getting Stafford without giving your first round pick, maybe your second, like you said, and maybe one of those fourths, even free up Matthew Stafford. And then he's got two of his wide receivers that are free agents. Maybe bring one of them over with him.
Mm-hmm.
He feels comfortable with one of them and maybe sign another receiver and then take that tight end at the 15th pick, maybe.
Well, listen, if you can get him, I'm in. Sign me up. And at the end of the day, that may be enough for Stafford we've looked at the first round. There isn't a first round market for Stafford. You know, I don't know. Do the Colts need a quarterback? Do the Colts get involved? Do they try to trade up in the second round? Do they put together a package for Stafford?
But did you hear?
Does Denver put together a package for Stafford? They don't have a first round pick. But if you're talking about second round, you're competing with those guys.
Right. But did you hear what the caller said? You get Stafford. You get one of those wide receivers. He was talking about Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones. Do you get one of those? Then you get some pieces, and then you go, okay, with that 15th overall pick, now we're going to get the tight end Kyle Pitts, or we're going after, let's say, Devontae Smith's probably not going to be there, the wide receiver from Alabama, but maybe the other kid's going to be there, the kid Jalen Waddle, I believe his name, the other wide receiver, who was actually better than Devontae Smith at the beginning of the season. Do you go after him? And now do you go, okay, now you look at your team and you go, it's completely different, and now Matthew Stafford is throwing two legitimate players all over the football field.
All over the football field. You're talking about what, two guys? Talking about the tight end and bringing the receivers.
Yeah, you're talking about
bringing both receivers from Detroit?
No, you get one of the receivers from Detroit.
Okay, and a rookie tight end.
And the rookie tight end is Kyle Pitts, who they're saying.
So you're bringing, that's fine.
And then you go out, you probably find a number two wide receiver, which you can find.
Are you better than Buffalo? If Deshaun Watson goes to the Jets or Miami, are you better than them?
Are you better than Buffalo?
No, you are not better than Buffalo. You're better, but you're not better than Buffalo.
What makes you say that they're not better than Buffalo?
Because I think Buffalo is a better defense. I think Buffalo is a more complete team.
But if they add pieces to their defense, they can do that.
Okay, well, you're right, Wiggs. If Bill has to hit it out of the park with that money, He does. He cannot. There cannot be an Adalys Thomas. There cannot be a miss. He's got to hit it out of the park, and he's going to have to spend $20 million of that cap on, which, you know, which is at least $60 million on his quarterback. You know, that what is the money going to cost those free agents, those wide receiver free agents?
Right, you know, but that's
going to eat up a lot of your money.
But that's the price of playing poker today. You can't. There's no need if you got $80 million in cap space. Why the hell are you only spending 50 of it and letting 30 of it sit? What's the purpose of it?
Well, you may not. I mean, no, you need to spend it, but right. You may not. You may spend it, right. You may spend it elsewhere to surround your rookie quarterback.
But I don't care if it's you spend 20 on Stafford and then the...
No, you still have room. I agree. I'm not going to sit there and say that it breaks your cap. No, I'm not.
My point is you spend that money and you do what you need to do.
And you bring in a Band-Aid and you're still not as good as Buffalo.
But I think you are good as Buffalo. If you had legitimate weapons, you played Buffalo to basically or almost going into overtime and Cam Newton fumbled the football. The second game, granted, I give it to you, they blew the doors off of you.
Right, and next year it's going to be the same thing. With Stafford.
See, the problem you have is you think that next year's team is going to be identical to this year's team.
No, I don't know what this year's. I don't know what next year's team is going to look like. But I think the thing that you're struggling with is you're assuming that Bill's going to hit it out of the park with that money, and that everybody's going to come here just because it's the Patriots.
Well, I know. I think they're going to come here because you're going to have to spend money to get those guys to come here.
All right, let's go to Kyle. Kyle, WEEI. What's up, buddy? How you doing? You're on NFL Sunday.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Hey, what's up? So you guys keep talking about Stafford, but how's that shoulder of his holding up?
Well, I guess it was okay this year. I mean, he's 33 years old. I mean, there's no question. There's miles on it. He still threw for 4,000 yards and 26 touchdowns.
But do you remember the Bucs game, though? He got pulled out of that game because he hurt his shoulder.
So. Okay. Fair point. I mean, to me, Kyle, I'm with you. I get it. I don't want him, but I think that that's a fine point, and I'm glad you brought it up, man. Thanks for the call. Cal and Quincy. Cal, you're up. WEEI, how you doing?
Hey, Kanga, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so they referred to you as the cowbell. I remember years ago I referred to you as the punching bag over there. But
those days are over. Let me tell you, those days are over.
I know it is, Gary. Hey, listen, I always had your back, kid. So listen, now. Wiggy would have dropped $90 million on Cam Newton already. That's how much he knows. You know, yeah, great football player, but not a wise money guy when it comes to making a decision.
Well, that's why I'm on the radio. I'm not working in anybody's front office.
Right. Hey, so listen, Jermaine, what do you think about, you know, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo? Or how about this, taking Nikhil Harry and packaging him with a number two and going after a Stafford? I think Matthew Stafford has all the tangibles. You put a good line around him and some weapons. He's never had that.
Well, he's had some weapons in Detroit. I mean, he had Calvin Johnson. So he's had some guys to throw to. But I think the one thing I'll give Wiggs, man, and Cal, I agree with you. If you can get Stafford for a second rounder, it's going to be more competitive because you're going to have other teams like Indy and Denver and other teams are going to go after him. If you get Stafford for a second rounder and you keep that 15th pick, I'd do that in a minute. But I'd still pick a quarterback at 15.
Right. You're looking at what you feel like that quarterback at 15 is going to be the guy in the next 4 or 5 years.
I'm a very simple man, and I think that you need to use that first round pick to get a quarterback until you find him. That's what I think.
So you say you use that 15, but what if the 15 overall pick, that quarterback, is not in the minds of Belichick, is somebody that we like.
No. Then he'll probably go with a tight end. And here's another thing factor, Jermaine, and I think you kind of just were about to hit on it without knowing it. See, I know already, this is, we've been working together too long because I know what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's 69.
Right.
How long is he going to keep doing this?
Right, and how long does he...
So 2 years, he's 71, he brings in Stafford and makes a run.
Well, he brings in Stafford this year, and then next year, you know, the expectations have changed. Remember? It's not about you're building. It's no longer like, all right, this team is a championship-caliber football team. It's a playoff-caliber football team, because then once you get in the playoffs, then obviously you're waiting. Yeah. You're hoping that something's hit, whether it's a luck here, but you have a good enough team on paper to go, hey, this team is good enough if everything works out that they can get to the Super Bowl.
The question is what will appease ownership? And my gut tells me that ownership wants championship football, not just being a playoff contender. That's my gut. Could be wrong. Herb, you're up on WEEI. What's going on?
Just wanted to say that with Patricia back, they're going to have an inside track on what Stafford's really about. They probably already made their decision one way or the other. And Belichick, I'm sure, has a whiteboard or whatever he uses that has 8 or 10 different plans depending on what falls where, what falls here. I mean, considering Mac Jones for the future, who do you fill in for the short term? Fitzpatrick may be a great fit for them for a couple of years.
Well, I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. I would bring Fitz in and draft a quarterback. That's what I would do if I was them, because I think that's what Fitzpatrick does. He's made a gazillion dollars doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. All right, let's go to Joe in Arlington. Tom Curran coming up in about 5 minutes on WEEI, so I want to get you guys in here. Joe Arlington, you're on WEEI NFL Sunday.
Hey, Gary, good to hear you back on the air.
Thanks, Joe.
You know, it's been a while. I'm glad your voice is back on the air and not that unnamed person from the prior month a little bit. But I'm agreeing with you. I think Mac Jones is the way to go. And, you know, maybe with a Fitzpatrick, you're not going to spend a lot of money on a first-year quarterback. And I think you get a guy like Mac Jones with a rocket arm, and he's a sniper, and you put him into a Patriot system and you work some of that blubber off of his body and you get him in shape, I think the sky's the limit with this kid.
All right, Joe, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate the kind words. Do you have a response to that, Mr. Wiggins?
If you feel like I'm not going to knock Mac Jones, but for me, if I'm going to get a young guy, I want to move up and get one of those guys that all the experts tell me,
right,
this guy is a home run. Like, if Mac Jones is a solid double, maybe even if I leg it out a triple, I don't want that. If I want to be able to say, because like with Stafford, I don't think Stafford's a home run either, but I look at, if you put pieces around Stafford and you have him, you have a much better chance.
Does Josh... or do Josh and Bill coach Mac Jones from being a double to a home run? Can they do that?
I mean, yeah, maybe they can.
Some weapons, can they do that?
Maybe they can.
You know, the thing that's funny is if you look at what Miami did this year with Tua, right?
Right.
Okay, now Tua threw a terrible interception against New England. But going into that New England game, the guy only had one turnover.
Tua.
He
was a fifth overall pick or whatever.
Okay, but still, though, you know, I mean, okay. But, I mean, do you think that Tua is going to have a better – can you tell me,
mm-hmm,
that Tua could have a better NFL career than Mac Jones? Because I don't think that's the case. When I see Tua play now in the NFL, can I sit there and say, I know he's going to be a better NFL quarterback than Mac Jones? I don't. I don't say that. So what I'm saying is, if you're putting a Mac Jones with this coach and this OC, maybe you do coach him up to be that guy.
Right. I'm not saying that you don't. But the thing I ask is, like, I would look at it and go, okay, with the 15th overall pick, can you hit on that quarterback? That's the question that I ask, right? Who's the comparable at the 15th overall pick? Now, I know that Patrick Mahomes was the 12th overall pick, and we obviously know that.
Right.
Is Mac Jones, is Kyle Trask, can they be that Patrick Mahomes where you pick this kid at 15 and then...
Did anybody know Patrick Mahomes was going to be Patrick Mahomes?
No, I don't think nobody.
No, nobody did.
But that's what the draft is. To me, I always look at the draft. The draft is like, you know, is like basically, you know, rolling the dice or, you know,
yeah,
throwing dots blindfolded. Is you never know what you get.
All right, Tommy Curran's going to join us, NBCSportsBoston.com. We're going to talk about the possibility of Stafford coming to New England and Brady on the frozen tundra.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Broadcasting from our Best Yet studios. Best Yet. Shop your local grocer for the best quality and value.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
It is Championship Sunday. It's a big day. Patriots, lots of rumors flying around about how they're going to replace Tom Brady, who at 3:05 will take on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. up in Green Bay. We have the games right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Pregame coverage begins at 2 o'clock following NFL Sunday. Tagway and Wiggs here. 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to get in line. We'll get back to you. But first, we have to go to the Harbor One Hotline and talk to Tommy Curran of NBCSportsBoston.com. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Gary? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, how weird is it not to be working?
I have my laptop open right now, and I'm tapping away.
Yeah, so but usually you're in a press box somewhere. I mean, you know, you've been in
I know, you're right.
You know, that's kind of weird.
It is strange to not have that stake and not say, well, everything's building up to this game, and I've got this matchup pinned down, you know, 10 ways to Sunday. So, yeah, it is unusual.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Obviously, Stafford, the name is flying around a ton, and Wiggs and I were talking during the break. And this is what's great about the NFL now, because this stuff is as interesting as what's happening on the field, at least when you look to the clicks. So where are you on this? Do the Patriots give up their pick to get Stafford? Do they have to give up their pick to get Stafford?
Start with whether or not. See, here's the interesting thing, and that's what I'm writing right now, is if the Lions are performing a harmonious deal with Stafford, hey, I'd like to go someplace else. Hey, we'd like to move you someplace else. Are the Patriots an attractive destination for Matthew Stafford? And are the Patriots going to pony up enough to bring him aboard? Because unlike drafting a quarterback or taking a mid-range Mariota Brissett type, with Matthew Stafford, you're going to be assuming close to $20 million out of the chute. So you might not want to give up that first-round pick. Additionally, if it's a trade and these two sides are working in concert, is Matthew Stafford going to look at the Patriots and say, that's the place I want to go now that I'm 33 years old and near the end of my career?
Tom,
that's the issue.
Well, the other question I would have for that is, the biggest thing is the money situation. And if you were to trade for Stafford, how much money would you really be eating up for a guy like him if you're the New England Patriots? How much are you really going to cost you?
You're in a great spot. Okay. Phil Perry and I have, you know, talked a little bit about this in some of our quarterback rankings as to likelihood. Stafford has $12.5 million coming to him in salary the next 2 years. He does have roster bonuses in 2021 and 2022 that are $10 million. So he's going to be about $19.5 million this year, about $21.5 million next year. Those are going to be his cap hits. That is extremely manageable. Teddy Bridgewater is about that level with Carolina right now. The Patriots, and this is a very important point to bear in mind as they try to trade him, are one of the few teams who will have the cap space available to bring on Matt Stafford. They have all that money under the cap so they can fit him. And a lot of teams might be immediately X'd off. The Niners, for instance, would have to get rid of Garoppolo to bring Stafford on. So if you look around the NFL, the Colts could do it. The Patriots could do it. And a lot of other teams who might do it are probably in line to get one of the top four quarterbacks.
Tommy Curran is joining us here from NBCSportsBoston.com on the Harbor One Hotline on NFL Sunday on WEEI. You just mentioned the Colts. Because based on your previous response about the Lions want to play nice with Stafford and send him to a place that he'd like to go, it would seem to me that Stafford would want to go to Indy as opposed to New England.
Based on Frank Reich and the talent available playing inside,
yes.
I could say that would be a contention worth making. I mean, playing inside, to me, Wiggy, you can speak to this as a player. I think for a quarterback, there's a lot to recommend playing inside as opposed to going outside to play at Gillette Stadium if you're Matt Stafford and you've lived in a dome all these years. So certainly, and your road games are going to be Tennessee, Jacksonville, and whichever other team. Oh, Houston, another dome team, as opposed to New England, Jets, Buffalo, Miami. So if Stafford has a say in this, and I'm guessing he will if they're going to work together to move him, then certainly Indianapolis would recommend itself. Do you want to work with McDaniels or Frank Reich? I would probably want to work with McDaniels. Who am I throwing to? Not the same level of player, although I cannot rattle off all of the wide receivers off the top of my head in Indianapolis aside from T.Y. Hilton.
And T.Y. Hilton's a free agent.
Right.
So
indoors matters to me, and chance to win a Super Bowl matters to me if I'm 33-year-old Stafford.
And if you're the New England Patriots and you're sitting there and you're trying to make this decision, right, do we draft somebody at 15? Then we maybe trade up a little bit to get to the top 10 if that's possible? or do we go with Matthew Stafford? What do you think the Patriots are doing and the look of what gets them back to playoff relevancy the quickest?
I love Stafford. I think he's a terrific talent. You know, he's 74-90-1 in starts that he's made. And I think even though people think that one loss record for a quarterback is a BS stat, I don't. It is indicative of he's got a bigger share in the team's success than any other player. So I do attach it. I think he's tough. I think he's accurate. I think he does have an issue taking care of the ball in leveraged situations. But he's always playing from behind there. So I like the guy. And you know what, Wiggy? I'm going to be candid. I don't know why I forgot the question that you posed, but here I go just wandering around in the middle of a sentence forgetting what the question was.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you ask?
I asked if you're the Patriots, what's the quickest way back to relevancy?
To me, the quickest fix is Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have to give up a first-round pick to get him. You know, Phil threw it out there yesterday on Twitter, Perry, what was given up to get Alex Smith, also a former number one pick. Smith had had better numbers at Kansas City after Patrick Mahomes came aboard and he was traded to Washington. I think there was a third round pick involved in that trade. You don't really have to give up a first round pick for Stafford. And my initial read on this when I tweeted a little bit yesterday was, you know, the Patriots wouldn't have enough artillery. You don't really need that much artillery. It was faulty logic on your boy out here that way on that one.
Do you think though, Tom, because teams are so desperate to get quarterbacks or to get back in the hunt, and when you look around the teams that are still, especially in the AFC, I mean, they're all first-round picks, they're all quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to go get that guy. You know, do you think teams will get a little crazy, you know, when it comes to offering more than what people think he's worth?
That's the flip side that brings us back to the initial point, though. How many teams can afford $20 million with the cap?
But I was also just talking about from a draft situation, because I said to Wiggy, if you can get him for the second round pick and still draft a quarterback at 15, then you do it. I mean, you do it. There's no question.
Yeah, I think the teams are urgently trying to address the position. And I think that Matthew Stafford in a vacuum is certainly still one of the top 12 to 15 quarterbacks in the league in terms of experience and physical ability. But who can afford him means that the pool of teams will shrink, even though there's plenty of teams that would love to be in on them. The Patriots can afford it. The Patriots can afford it cap-wise. The Patriots can certainly afford the draft pick compensation. And you could do both, Gary. You absolutely could do both.
And when I think about it, when you look at the Alex Smith situation, that's very similar. It was a 2013 second-round pick and a 2014 second round pick. So I think Stafford is going to be a second round pick caliber of type of draft player, and you'll have enough money to put pieces around him. And he's only 33 years old, and we know that in the world of the NFL, these guys are playing into their late 30s, where you could have Stafford here for the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Does he take care of himself, though? I mean, he always looked a little doughy to me. I mean,
yeah, but I think that's just the way he's built. Right. Honestly, okay. I mean, he's not a guy who I got his stats up here right now.
Well, that's my excuse.
I mean, is Brady shredded up?
No, but he's lean and mean. 16, God, my God, Brady looks like a flipping robot.
It's 10-3, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-8, 16. So in 2019, he had 8 starts. And he had 16 this
year. Yeah, no, he's played. No, the number's there. I mean, he's been durable. I mean, I just don't know, just because I'm only raising the question. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's always been kind of skinny fat. Yeah. So I think some guys are built like that.
Skinny fat. I love that term. That is just, okay, now here's the question. Are the Patriots feeling the pressure? Tom Brady's in the NFC title game, could be going back to the Super Bowl. Does this mean that Bill feels he's got to make a move? He's 69 years old. If he doesn't make a move, people are going to be screaming for his job.
I think the Brady thing and his success is probably in the top 7 reasons Bill wants to do well. But I think reasons 1 through 6 are completely about him and his own motivation. I just can't imagine if Tom Brady had retired, Bill would still feel extreme urgency to never have a 7-9 season in which you'd be better off punting on second down most of the time occur again.
So does he make the move? I mean, if this
for Stafford?
Yeah, is he in on this? Like, is Bill on the phone?
No, I have no idea. I have no clue whether or not.
Yeah, I'm not asking you as a reporter. I'm asking you as an observer. Is Bill Belichick, in your opinion, going to be going to the mat to make this deal?
No. You don't leverage everything from Matt Stafford when you have the entire offseason to go for it. You're not going to give up, you know, a first round pick, you know, for the hell of it. But I would imagine that he is in on it. I can't sit here and think that that would be a great idea to leverage the future of the team for 33-year-old Matthew Stafford. But I don't think he's going to go to the mats for Matt Stafford. No. Jimmy Garoppolo could still be available. You have draft picks that could be available. I don't think that there's any reason to, in mid-January, flip out because Matt Stafford might be shopped around. But if I would 100% think that he would be in on every conversation and monitoring the direction of things. Absolutely.
Well, most of the draft experts, they have either Kyle Trask or Mac Jones being that fifth best quarterback. And it looks like the way things might play out, if you're the New England Patriots picking at 15, you're going to have to choose from one of those guys. If it's you picking, do you go with one of those guys, or do you say, maybe let me go, or do I go the Matthew Stafford route?
If I have Matthew Stafford, I am never even thinking about Mac Jones at 15. Now, that's a guy who is not somewhat built for longevity. He is doughy. And if you're that doughy at 21, I'm not looking forward to seeing you at 26. So, to me, he's a product of the Alabama system, as we've seen many quarterbacks be. And Kyle Trask is the same thing. If I've got Matt Stafford on my team, I am not reaching at 15 for a quarterback. If it's Trey Lance, 100%.
All right, Tommy. I'm up against it. I want a prediction.
Okay, but
are you doing any predictions? Are we going with Brady today,
sure,
or what?
I think Green Bay pummels the Tampa Bay Bucks today.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Jeez. Huh. When you say pummel, is that like at least 14 points? That consider a pummel?
So it's 31-14.
All right. Woo! So are we doing Green Bay, Kansas City in the Super Bowl?
No, Buffalo comes with the upset.
Wow. Hey, listen, Curran was big on Cleveland. I remember Curran was big on the Browns. You were big on the Browns.
So hang around.
All right, dude. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Tom Curran.
Appreciate you.
NBCSportsBoston.com. He's all in on Stafford. What do you think? 617-779-7937. We are broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios. This is NFL Sunday on WEEI. Your call's coming up.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Broadcasting from our Best Yet Studios. Best Yet. Shop your local grocer for the best quality and value.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance, broadcasting from our Best Yet Studios. 617-779-7937. Tangway Wiggs here on NFL Sunday. 305, Bucks in the pack from Green Bay. Tommy Curran says the Bucks are going to get whacked by Green Bay. Interesting take, and he likes Buffalo to pull off the upset and go to the Super Bowl. One of the things we haven't talked about, and we have both games right here, by the way, on WEEI, is the fact that, you know, Mahomes being hurt. And it's really not a big story here, but that foot, I mean, is that enough for the Bills to pull off an upset against Kansas City?
Well, I think it depends on when you look at how bad it is, because think about this. She's always in, when you see the Kansas City Chiefs play, there's always a couple plays where Patrick Mahomes makes with his legs, whether it's, you know, right, him picking up a long 3rd and 8 or him picking up a, you know, a 3rd and 3. He turns into a 15-yard run. So if he doesn't have the ability to do that, I think that's something that you have to, you know, it's got to concern you a little bit.
All right, 617-779-7937. Jump on board here. Justin Rose of WXYT-TV from Detroit is going to join us just after the 1 o'clock hour, get his take on what's going on with Matthew Stafford. And Tommy brought up a good point about how much power does Stafford have in this? You know, is ownership going to say to Casario, not Casario, I'm sorry, he's with the Texans. Is ownership going to say, look, we're going to be nice to Stafford because of what he's given us, I guess. I mean, he kind of made the Lions relevant for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to send him where he wants to go? How much power is he going to have in this? But if they do that, how much does that hurt what they may get in return?
Well, I think it hurts a lot because think about it. We were in a similar situation here in New England, right? Everybody
with Garoppolo.
Yeah, everybody thought Garoppolo was going to go for a first-round draft pick. He was going for, you know, a first-round draft pick somewhere. You know, there were reports out there that Cleveland was willing to give up their, I think it was like their 10th or 11th pick at the time. And the Patriots ultimately traded him to San Francisco for, what, I believe it was a second-round draft pick?
Yeah. Oh, they got a deal. People were like, what?
Right. So is Matthew Stafford, and a lot of people thought it was because Bill wanted to do Garoppolo a favor and not send him to a place like Cleveland. And right. I don't necessarily buy that. But does the Detroit organization go, yeah, you put in all this time for us, and, you know, you've been kind of the face of the franchise. You know, we'll probably take a little bit less to, you know, draft you to a place where you feel like you feel.
Right. They fit. Well, I mean, look, if somehow you have to make the cap room work with Indy, but if he wants to go to Indy, I mean, you're talking about second round picks from New England. I mean, if you're looking at the second round, right, you know, you could go to Denver, he could go to Indy, well, he could
Indy
go to New England.
Indy has the 21st overall pick. So Indy could be like, you know, they could be like, all right, we'll send you to Indy. You give us the 21st overall pick, plus whatever other picks that they put together in that package. And that's something that they potentially could do.
But do you think Indy would have to give him the 21st overall pick? I mean, you were saying the second round.
Well, I don't know. I think that Stafford, to me, is if I'm a team and I want Stafford, I'm going to start with, I'll give you my second round pick. Right, that's where I'm going to start. If Detroit is pushing me to give up a first round pick, I don't know if I'm willing to go that route.
I don't know. I mean, if I'm New England, I'm not. You know how I feel on that. One comparison we heard with Mac Jones is Garoppolo with a better arm. Mm-hmm. Do you buy that?
I don't know because I don't really. It's so difficult when you think about the quarterbacks and how you're comparing them comparing them versus other players in the league. I think that Garoppolo, when he was in college, and the thing about him, isn't he like a decent athlete? Like,
yeah, I thought he was athletically better. That's right. Why I was surprised by this. Garoppolo can move.
Right, could make some plays with his legs or at least throw on the run. I don't know if Mac Jones, from what some of the experts are saying, they say he's more like Brady back there where he don't run for nothing. So to compare him to Garoppolo, I find
that as odd because of the be able to throw on the run. Let's check in with Nick. Nick, you have some breaking news. Nick LePan on the other side of the glass. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, Wiggy, your hopes of Deshaun Watson staying in Houston might have just taken a hit because according to Chris Mortensen, the head coach in Houston will not change Deshaun Watson's mind.
That's interesting.
He wants out.
Now that's interesting because we all know how people manipulate the media. I mean, I believe Mort has a source. I'm not discrediting him, but we do know how agents will play the media game, right?
Right.
You know. So you're talking about like Bienemy could keep Deshaun Watson there. That's what you think.
Right.
All right. Look. If Deshaun Watson wants out, and I think it's amazing that here's a kid, he wants to go to New York, right? And how that impacts the Patriots. Deshaun Watson goes, say he gets the deal and he goes to the Jets. But now the Jets, I thought were all in on Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can get Deshaun Watson over Darnold, you do it. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? I mean, that is a no-brainer.
Yeah, of course.
Watson. I mean, you make that deal. I mean, you give up your picks and you make that deal for Deshaun Watson. But this kid wants to go to New York. He wants to go to the belly of the beast. That tells me something about the guy, because if he goes to New York, man, he ain't in Texas anymore, and it's going to be a different ball game when it comes to the spotlight.
Now is that the rumor there is the only team he has interest
in? Miami and New York are the two spots. I'm sure that's what his agents are feeding the media, and that's what we're getting, Miami and New York. Now, I'd go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you're ready to win now. You put Deshaun Watson with the Fens. The Patriots are really in trouble. And the Patriots have no shot with him, by the way.
Yeah.
None.
I mean, I wouldn't say that they don't have a shot with
Deshaun. Patriots don't have a shot at Deshaun Watson. There's no way.
Unless you did like a Ricky Williams type deal. You gave up your whole draft.
Would you do that?
I would do that for Deshaun Watson.
If you're the Jets, would you do that?
I mean, I don't know.
The Jets have more to give.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to do that if you're the Jets. Maybe you're giving up the second round, the second overall pick if you're the Jets, and then maybe second overall this year, another first round pick next year.
Because that's where he wants to go.
Yeah. But if I'm the Patriots and I'm sitting at the table and I'm playing poker with Deshaun Watson, it's the Deshaun Watson is the ultimate goal, then I got to push in and put in and go all in with my best possible option. And, you know, we've seen it before with Ricky Williams. Now, it's not something that's you look at and go, wow, this
it doesn't work. It didn't work with that.
Well, no,
it didn't work.
No. It didn't necessarily work out with Ricky Williams, but I'm talking about what you'd have to give up for a guy like Deshaun Watson.
No, you're right. Listen, at the end of the day, I think this is what's going to happen. I think Deshaun Watson is going to go to the Jets or Miami, and I think that the Bills will still be the best team in the AFC, and whether the Patriots get Stafford or not, I still think they're looking up at those two teams. So anyways, we got coming up here at just after 1 o'clock is Justin Rose from WXYT-TV in Detroit. We'll get to the lay of the land, and maybe he could tell us if Stafford is in the driver's seat on where he's going to go. You're listening to NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com. By Zudy. Build any app your company needs fast. Visit Zudy.com for details. By Northeast Electrical and by the New England Recovery Center of Westboro.